1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:51, and first Thursday of the month means State Representative Livy Florin of Greenwich. Representative, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you?
Doing well. We've got lots of ground to cover, so let's get right to it. We'll talk first about the bond bill. Still on the debt diet?
We are on the debt diet, and we have not imposed starvation. And the governor has now said that he sees the bill as valid, and I hope we're going to move forward. We're under the bond cap. We've accomplished everything that needed to be done for our cities and towns, and it's fair and equitable, and I hope we'll be called in, I think, next month, and that will be on the agenda.
All right. What's anything for Greenwich?
Well, Greenwich Library and Hill House are going to be receiving their grants that have been approved, so that's two biggies.
Okay. Transportation now. Build for America. Proposal. What is that?
Well, that's a federal program that allows for low-cost or no-cost loans through the Federal Department of Transportation, and the governor's staff met with representatives from that, and I think we're going to sign on to that program. And perhaps, and this is not true 100%, they may, if Connecticut imposes tolls, it would only be on bridges. So this proposal has met with enthusiastic bipartisan support. So I'm very hopeful that we can go forward and meet the obligations that we have.
All right. So this would be a way to get the money in for the needed infrastructure improvements without
exactly
tolling, except on bridges. Then
right. If even then, and frankly, given prioritized progress, which was my caucus proposal, it's been on the books forever, we don't need tolls
okay.
in any way, shape, or form to accomplish what is necessary.
Now, of course, the devil's always in the details. I mean, what about the Mianus River Bridge? Is that a bridge?
That's a bridge.
That's a bridge. So there'd be a toll over that, right?
No, I think it would, they're talking major bridges.
Okay. Just
we have 3,000 bridges, so don't even go there.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
There's little creeks and ponds and little bridges over everything.
No. The Bailiwick Bridge is going to be safe. Trust me.
Okay.
No toll.
Right. Okay. We've spoken about vaping in the past, that Connecticut raised the law, the age of smoking to 21. Now there's a proposal for a four-month ban on vaping. Do you agree with that?
I think it's something to pursue. Senator Anwar Saud from South Windsor is the person that is proposing it, and he has requested that Governor Lamont do an executive order to ban vaping totally in the state for 4 months. Now, that would give us a time to research what is causing these deaths, lung disease, and it's in young people. The deaths are between ages 18 and 34. That's just horrendous. And I think the jury is out on whether it's the marijuana component, not anything that makes you high, but, the basic marijuana, or the flavors, or both.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should find it out, and the science isn't there. So, maybe a moratorium is the answer.
Okay. You wanted to talk about the Wright Tech Trinity Catholic Co-op football team.
That is so exciting to me. As you know, I am a major proponent of Wright Tech. I just think it's wonderful. And here were two programs, Wright Tech and Trinity Catholic, neither of which had the capability to field a viable football team. So they joined forces, and it's going to be a joint team. And the FCAC has sanctioned it, which I think is so forward-thinking on their part. So both programs now are going to have this huge uplift and excitement and a viable team.
Okay. Will it just be football or other sports?
For now, it's just football. I'm hoping that it'll become other sports, too.
Okay. And as of October 1st, a lot of new laws took effect.
A lot. The minimum wage went from $10.10 an hour to $11, and the goal is $15 per hour by 2023. And our gun safety, we got a real boost. Ghost guns are banned, and super, super strict storage regulations for home and auto carrying or having guns. They have to be locked, and that was put in place. And the vaping you said already and smoking is raised to age 21.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, the grocery tax, the food fight, it was intended to be a 1% increase on everything that is now top taxed, you know, including restaurants and prepared foods. And the way it came down, it was just totally incomprehensible. Some things were taxed, some things were not taxed, and everybody blamed someone else. So it has now been put in place that only things that were taxed before at 6-point-whatever percent will now have an additional 1% added.
Okay. And you're excited about the Tice Award banquet tonight?
Oh, yes. It's our fifth annual one, Tony. It's hard to believe it's gone so quickly. It'll be at 6 o'clock tonight at the Tamarack Country Club, and Bea and Peter Crumbine are the honorees, and the evening benefits the Glenville Volunteer Fire Company.
Okay, good. And then finally, you kind of alluded to this. Will there be a special session coming up?
I believe in November, and the things that are on the docket would be the bond bill, also a settlement with the hospitals. They've been in litigation with the state for many, many years, and I think a compromise is being reached. Maybe codifying what the grocery tax means and its, you know, borderline implementation, and I think that's about it. Oh, I know. Also, the tip credits for restaurant workers, that's been under negotiation for a while.
Okay. And then finally, the governor says that next session he wants a marijuana bill passed.
He does. He wants a recreational marijuana bill passed, yep.
And do you think that's going to happen? Would you want to see that happen?
You know, I go back and forth, and I think I'm now coming down on the side of I'd rather see it legalized and truly regulated. And regulation should be fair and equitable and clear and enforced.
You did mention the possible marijuana component to vaping. If that's found to be a problem, could that be kind of fly in the ointment to getting that passed?
It's different. The marijuana that the recreational marijuana has the component that gives you a high. The vaping does not. The stuff in the vape, you know, in the vaping cartridges, that's an extract.
All right. State Representative Livvy Florin joins me first Thursday of the month. Thanks, Representative. Thank you, Representative. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's State Representative Livvy Florin. Next week, we will have State Representative Stephen Meskers. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:59.
Cloudy skies with occasional rain and showers. Chilly weather today with a high of 55. Rain and showers ending late tonight near